Careful. It's 23 minutes after 6. For the grease man, I am looking forward to sleeping tomorrow. I'll tell you that. I am looking forward. I've been up this week. Got a bad start. You know, St. Patty's week and everything. A lot of partying going on. And then I had a lot of problems with him this week. You know him. The guy that comes awake at night in the Grease Palace about 10:45. 11 o'clock. Just when you're about ready to go to sleep. The Toe Monster. The man who waits under the covers, eagerly, waiting for you to slip up, waiting for one of your feet to slip out from underneath, and then he jumps on those toes and bites them off. We all have a Toe Monster under our bed. Well, I came home Tuesday, and imagine my shock and horror when I found the maid dead on the floor. I looked, and her shoes were off. Her toes eaten away, a pool of blood at her feet. She was lifeless. I looked under the bed. I knew exactly what had happened, but it was the middle of the day. I had to wait. The only thing under the bed were dust balls and old socks. I had to wait, and I waited all that day long, chain-smoking camels, until finally about 10:45, I heard rustling under the bed, and I knew that he was there.
Hey! There's a stiff on the floor in here. Did you kill the maid?
I didn't mean to kill the maid. You see, she had stopped by to change the sheets, and as she was fluffing your bed, I couldn't resist those toes. It was nighttime. I was hungry. And so chop, chop, chop. I bit her toes off. She fainted. I ate the rest of her toes. I tried to arouse her, maybe put a tourniquet on her, but no. She went into shock and died. I'm sorry about the mess.
You're sorry about the mess? I come home, I find a stiff on the floor with her toes gone. And you're sorry about the mess?
Don't get your bowels in an uproar.
You don't understand. You don't seem to understand. I have a dead woman, a toeless dead woman, lying on my bedroom floor. Now I'm going to call the police, and they're going to come out here, and I'm going to say there's this monster that lives under my bed, and he eats toes, and my maid was here fluffing up the bed, and he bit off the toes, and she bled to death. They're really going to buy that. They'll have me in a loony bin. Me and Hinkley will be sharing a room. I mean, my God, either that or I'll get the Stacey Keats treatment in some prison there. What am I going to do?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sorry, I never thought about it.
You never think that's your problem, you never think. Let me see here, what am I going to do? I can't call the police here,
I know. You'll have to finish the job.
What do you mean, finish the job?
Eat the rest of her. I mean, you ate the toes, right? That's flesh and bone. I want you to eat the whole thing. I can't carry her out of here rolled up in a carpet. I want you to take care of the evidence for me. I want you to eat the rest of her.
But I'm the Toe Monster. I only eat toes.
So branch out, for crying out loud. For me, you can do it.
I don't know. I'm kind of full from the toes. I don't know if I can eat the rest of her. Oh, God.
Well, try. For me.
All right. Slide her over here. Oh, God. All right, here I go. The feet. Yeah. Let me go with the head here. I like eating the head. There's enough hair you can floss your teeth afterwards. The neck. And all those zesty globos grandes. Boy, I'm getting full.
Just a little bit more.
All right. Let me try the knees now. The legs. The upper torso. Well, all I have left is the Tokus. Here it goes.
Oh, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. Before you do, give me that thing one sec. Just one second here.
What in the blue? Why in the world did you do that?
Well, let's just say she put starch in my shorts one time too many. And there's the baby.